There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves home Friday at 7, Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena, Chicago Wolves. .com. Jackie Robinson West has been stripped of its U.S. Little League Championship. They broke boundary rules. And Chris Janes, Evergreen Park Little League Vice President, knows those rules are black and white.
Boundaries in Little League are, you know, those are the building blocks of what Little League stands for. Without boundaries, it's really not Little League anymore. So I think Little League stands behind its boundaries 100%.
Spiegel and Manley.com for that entire interview. Now the JRW's title goes to the Las Vegas Little League team that they played in the U.S. Championship game. Bulls beat Sacramento last night 104-86. Tony Snell, 24 points, a career high. Pau Gasol, another big night, 26 with 16 rebounds. Jimmy Butler didn't play in the second half. He'll have an MRI on his shoulder today. Bulls play the Cavs tomorrow. College hoops on the score tonight. Coverage starts at 7:45. DePaul takes on St. John's. Blackhawks and Canucks skate at United Center. Second of eight straight for the Hawks at home. Corey Crawford likely in net. Chris Versteeg coming off the injured list today. Joakim Nordstrom heads to Rockford. Football, Bears hire Ben Wilkerson to be the team's assistant offensive line coach. He replaces Pat Meyer, who will not return. Baseball, the Cubs plan to have a workout for Cuban superstar Yoan Moncada this week. College basketball legend Jerry Tarkanian has passed away at age 84, 1990 national champion with UNLV. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rose and Honda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Blackhawks coverage on the score presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks, Wayne. Been an intense day. Thank you to our guests today, Mark Conkle from DNA Info Chicago, who covered this story and broke it wide open. Chris Janes, the VP of Evergreen Park Little League. Mark Schanowski from Comcast Sportsnet, our own Lawrence Holmes, who once played for Jackie Robinson West, and Pat Foley. Our producers today, Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. You heard Wayne Randazzo and Brian Burns had the update. This hour of transition is being brought to you, I believe, by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com, and here they are, Boers and Bernstein. Hello, men.
Hello. What's happening?
Well, you know, ugly stuff. And I'll be interested to see where it goes.
Finger pointing.
Where it goes from here, because I'm catching wind that this was far wider and far deeper than just the few administrators, that if there had to be school documents that have been falsified, then there's adults there who probably knew some things, as well as parents. And
Jesse Jackson is about to go to a microphone and say some really stupid things.
So blow it up and make it about, he'll make it about race first.
About race when it's really not.
Right, and all the questions that he asked in his statement, these sort of grand hypothetical questions, are all answerable.
I can answer them for him.
They're all answerable. There's answers to all of them, and he could have checked before he asked these questions. Why didn't they know beforehand? Well, because they falsified everything. Mm-hmm. It wasn't known until later. Well, what about the other countries? Well, they checked, too. And, in fact, Little League International made a team from the Philippines vacate a bunch of victories back in 1992.
Yeah, but the Little League going there in December and saying, okay, everything's fine. They wanted everything to be fine.
Correct.
You know they did.
Of course they did.
Correct. That's
of course
what they wanted.
They had one of their officials who just got fired from his job was part of it, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
They just wanted it to be fine. They didn't want to ruin a great story, and it wasn't a great story. It was the truth. It's finally known, and if people can't accept that, I can't help them.
They're not champions.
Can't help them a bit. Correct.
And to say, well, oh, they're still champions. No, they're not, and they shouldn't be, and they should learn the lesson from this. They're not champions. Yeah. They didn't win anything fairly.
I agree. There is a lesson to be learned.
There's a lesson to be learned. And to say, well, I feel bad for the kids. I feel bad indeed for all the kids. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the kids who got stomped by this team and had to look at each other and say, oh, my God, we can't beat this team.
But the kids who didn't even get to play for JRW
exactly.
when they live within that region.
They got supplanted by ringers. I feel bad for everybody, all the kids involved.
Feel bad for these kids, though, too.
If you want to keep your
super... You don't feel bad for these kids,
Not at all.
Everybody knew. They'd been all traveling
Absolutely
together as an elite travel team, the Chicago White Sox aces for a long time.
But why would the kids do it? It's because their parents said it was okay,
correct.
Right?
They're 12 years old, and you don't feel bad for those 12-year-old kids.
Not a bit.
They're
not even a little.
I do a little.
They know what's going on. They knew it was wrong.
They're 12, Terry.
They do what their parents tell them to do.
Just enter them in another tournament.
That's what you do.
There's a million tournaments. There's a million ways to play.
I'm getting it back to why the kids deserve no sympathy whatsoever.
None. You don't think they... So, in other words, you don't think a 12-year-old understands this?
The adults are the ones that cultivated this atmosphere there. And if this has been going on for years, it's on the adults, not the kids. The kids have been walked into this because of the adults above them.
That doesn't mean they don't know it's wrong.
And so
what
can
they do? Right from wrong at 12?
What would you have them do at age 12? Have them go to their parents and say, you have to stop doing this. I'm going to get off the team. Have them go to an administrator above and say, my whole team and family is cheating. They're 12. What do you want them to do?
Or they're told that, we're fine. The boundaries are different.
That's what I think happened.
Yeah, they're telling the kids the boundaries.
Yeah, they're either lying to the kids or they're empowering the kids, saying, no, this happens all the time. It's just how we do it.
Right.
Which may be true. They might have been doing it for 30
years. That's when the adults are wrong.
Yeah, I don't think the kid has any recourse. I don't think any kid, even if he knows, this probably isn't on the up and up, I don't think that kid is going to blow the whistle.
He's not going to blow the whistle at 12, but I still think the kid knows right from wrong. And if they told him that, if took the time to explain that to him, well, maybe. But we don't know what they said. We don't know what they said. They took their team that it clearly wasn't within their boundary. If they bought that and lied to them, the parents didn't know that either?
No, the parents knew.
The parents had to know.
They knew.
Absolutely.
Job. I don't really feel sorry for any of them. I mean, this is what they deserved, and you'll have to live with this.
And they didn't earn it. They're not
Correct.
Champions.
Right. That's fine. But I blame the adults in this. It's their fault if they've been doing it for years.
Blaming the kids.
Yeah,
No one. It's been a common refrain about blaming the adults, and I keep saying, who's blaming the kids?
Sure, it sounded like Terry's got some blame for the kids.
No, he's just saying he doesn't feel bad for them.
It's different than
saying they're at fault.
Well,
okay.
I don't think they should feel shame, though, either, those kids. You think those kids should feel shame? Let me ask you that. Because I don't think those kids should feel either blame or shame. They were told what to do by a bunch of people bending the rules and told them it was either fine or didn't even tell them the truth.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I know I don't feel sorry for them. Period.
So we had a caller on earlier, John, who was saying that he would take his kid, drive him 45 minutes to cross the boundaries to put him on a better team. So I would feel sorry for that kid because the dad's wrong. The dad's lying to the kid. He's cheating the kid in like a real life lesson.
Yeah, seriously.
I feel bad for the kid because the dad's doing that to him. The dad's introducing him to improper stuff.
I don't think we lack for examples of bad parenting involving sports. They're all over the place.
We've got that
everywhere.
That's why it's hard to think about
everywhere.
This as a teachable moment for these kids, because the ones they're going to turn to are the ones who told them to do this.
Yeah, they're not. The huge fight at the basketball game the other day, we've seen it time and time again at kids' events. The adults are awful. They're horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pity for any of them, certainly not the adults, particularly the adults. Just awful people. They have no shame. They have nothing. They don't care. Throw a punch, whatever. Let's go.
It just makes me mad that people think it's okay now because everybody else does it. It doesn't make it okay.
No, it does not.
No, just stay away from the actual Little League tournament. You can play wherever you want.
There's, right. If you want to play that highly competitive, the super, the ultra leagues or whatever you want to call them, go play those.
It doesn't stand in any of these kids' way for getting their scholarships or opportunities to get drafted or anything for whatever it is you're shooting for here, any kind of glory and fame and money. You just can't do it when it comes to this particular tournament. This, I think a lot of people are confused about. But when we say Little League, it's not just a generic term for youth baseball.
No, it's this organization.
It's a very, very specific organization one specific tournament.
And this organization is making millions and millions, billions from ESPN, which is why they're happy.
They're not making billions.
Well, long term over it.
It can't be billions.
It's trillions and quadrillions.
Gazillions.
But that's why they're particularly good for them.
This year was very, very good for them, which is why they're willing to look the other way. About some of this stuff that's been going on for a long time.
I found the whole thing, and I always find it, especially what ESPN has whipped this thing into, I find it all grotesque. I find the idea of...
I remember finding it grotesque at the time.
I have hated it for years.
The microphones and children's faces and these coaches aping all the big league managers and all of their body language. And the fact that I can handle it when someone's success... I'm watching a Major League Baseball game, and I know someone's success means someone else's failure. Mm-hmm. But it really sucks when you see it in a kid's face. When you see something great happen, you know, the anguish of that poor kid on the other end of it, that's different. I don't like that. I don't need to watch that.
There's nothing wrong with failure, but don't put it on TV like that. Kids are going to fail. That happens. Like if you lose a game, but the way they have to then watch TV and go to SportsCenter and see themselves like that, know that they can see the camera running over to them. They don't need that.
It's terrible. And it's hard enough to handle with our own kids in the car on the way home from the game.
Exactly.
It's hard enough to have that kind of empathy for that kid and that parent, and it's to see it over and over and over again, let alone when somebody's doing it fraudulently, even if it's on the up and up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see that. There's no joy in a kid being that unhappy.
Do you think they should just televise the game and then not be so intrusive with the cameras, the microphones?
They can't do that. There's no way now.
Yeah, there's no way to do both, I don't think, Pat. Probably. Yeah. I just don't like it. I never watch it, not the least bit interested in it. And I know what it does, and this is a perfect example. The numbers here were extraordinary, were they not, for the last game?
I think so, yes.
I mean, probably the most they've ever had. You had the girl pitcher from Philadelphia who was, you know, another big story in her own right, cover of SI. I mean, I just don't like it. I just don't like the whole kid thing and turning him into that. I don't. And we're so eager to do that. Mm-hmm. We can't wait. Mm-hmm. So I hate it. I don't watch it. I don't like it. And I have no respect for it. So Little League... I have no use for Little League.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go investigate the Sean Burroughs Long Beach, California teams of '92 and '93.
Yep, take a look at those. See where they're from, really.
Well, when you saw what happened to Sean Burroughs after he got turned professional, too, you got some things to investigate there.
Thanks, Philip Arnn. How about the Chinese Taipei superpower of the '70s and '80s?
Questionable, don't you think?
Of course.
The 1983 East Marietta Little League All-Star team was clean as could be. My hometown, guarantee you.
Who was on that team?
Do you remember Mark Pesciotta?
Sure.
Yeah. He was their star pitcher. He was the kid that was taller than everybody else, a full head, and he was their star pitcher and hitter. But, you know, they actually beat the Jackie Robinson West team in 1983, and I believe it was the semifinals.
You know, we should have known that the cheating has been going on that long, because also on that East Marietta team, Dale Murphy was on that team.
Bob Horner.
Bob Horner, Bruce Benedict, Rick Mailer, Rick Camp.
Seemed a little off.
Wait a second.
Hold on a minute. That guy's got a beard.
Wait, Dale Murphy's from Utah.
That guy throws
Utah,
94.
Georgia.
Well,
94 over the black.
And you know, with this, I hope this sends a message, because you know with last year's success and all that meant and the craziness of it all with the parade, the visit to the White House and everything that happened, my thought on was it's just going to get worse everywhere. Everybody's going to want to do this. Everybody's going to want to do exactly this and see what the results of this are. So, I mean, I'm glad this happened. I mean, maybe it'll slow the roll down.
Well, and it's a bigger issue for me, too, because you know how allergic I am to the sports outcome will heal blank narrative.
Yes, you are.
Whether it's the football game after the campus shooting or anything like that. It happened again with this. Because this team is winning at baseball, therefore the hopeless young men shooting each other over gangs and drugs, that it's somehow one has anything to do with the other, and it's not true.
Well, let me ask you, though, it's not that one thing, of course, solves another, but when there is a nice story, it's okay to embrace it and enjoy it.
As a distraction. That's all it is. It's a circus. It's a distraction. But but most people go further than that, saying
this means the neighborhood's okay and everything's going to be fine.
Well, this is something positive. Our neighborhood needs this because it's positive. Sports is just sports. And this was a case where it got stupid. It got crazy because of where it was.
There was also talk of saying, okay, if kids see this, maybe they'll join the sports league instead of doing something else.
They can do it and do something else. They can join the sports league and they go shoot somebody.
Well, yeah, of course, but it could help one or two or three or four kids maybe not do that.
But
is that a success?
Here's the problem, though. When you know that those kids are coming from the suburbs anyway,
they're taking the spots of the kids that are
exactly. Yes. You're bringing in kids from the nicer areas to come into your area. Yes.
There's always,
I don't know that those are, you know, I better not say that, but I don't know that those are great areas where they came from. I don't think those are
Linwood, Lansing, South Holland.
Yeah,
three of them that we know from the guys reporting from DNA Info. I'll say, Bernsey, I think there's a fine line between, you know, making it more than it is, but also just embracing it. It's okay. We get a lot of crappy stories. I don't mind embracing a good story when it happens.
Yeah, it just
you do.
I just think people are too eager. Too eager to fawn over something when seeing something that's not there and needing that. To me, it's the idea of needing that when the great thing about sports, to me, what's wonderful about sports is it has its own truth to it. It's not a novel. It's not a movie. It is coldly real. And that's what I love about it, that you get these actual outcomes in and of themselves, unrelated to geography, unrelated to every other story and I know that writers are hired to make things more than they are, but I think that the essence of sports themselves is what goes on that field, because there's so much truth in there to be discovered.
Well, on that field was nice stuff.
Yeah, there were some interesting things going on.
It was good games.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice, good games. All right, boys, have a good afternoon. Terry?
Oh, I think we probably will.
Oh.
Yes, you will.
Oh. Yeah, you will.
You will.
See you guys.
We will.
All right, Spigs and Mattingly back tomorrow morning.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. So, apparently, Alex Rodriguez is making an apology tour before reporting to spring training, where he will no doubt apologize some more. He met with new commissioner Rob Manfred, no doubt to apologize for filing a baseless lawsuit against Major League Baseball. Then on Tuesday, he met with the Yankees to apologize for embarrassing the team the last few years. It's impossible not to wonder how in the world anyone can forgive A-Rod at this point. It isn't as if he just used steroids repeatedly. It's that he aggressively lied about it repeatedly. He made almost daily appearances on a local New York radio show to swear that he was innocent, that the truth would come out and he would be exonerated. Now he's saying, well, yeah, never mind. I was guilty all along. I lied about it from day one. Forgive? Maybe. Forget? Never. I'm John Feinstein.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent and get $100 off on your first visit.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
It's easy and free.
All right, we're getting down the last call here. Valentine's Day is this weekend, and if you don't want to give yourself a headache running around, frantically searching for the right gift at a crowded mall where confused looks are everywhere, here's what you do. Just think Sherry's Berries, and all will be fine. Unless, of course, your wife or girlfriend doesn't like a box of decadent, delicious giant strawberries dipped in dark chocolatey goodness and topped with chocolate chips, a decorative swizzle, or chopped nuts. Did I mention that they're fresh, juicy, and unbelievably tasty? Now I have. What I haven't mentioned is that my wife, the girls in the office, oh, they're really something. And several family members have all had them during the last couple of years and absolutely love them. And the best thing is that you can get a box of these giant dip strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a better than 40% savings right from the start. One more thing. Because my listeners have been so loyal, you can double the amount of berries for just $10 more by just using the code name Boris. You'll want to do that. This is quick and easy, and it'll maintain your sanity. Just go to berries.com, that's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, to place your order. To get your special deal, just click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my last name, Boris. That's B-O-E-R-S. One more promise, you won't be sorry.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar now just $99. Three pairs of Vic Firth X5A drumsticks for just $12. Or a Harbinger 4-channel PA for just $169. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
Back to work Wednesday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained, perhaps have a laugh or two along the way, and loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door. Whew, boy, today's trouble. I can see it already. And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Terry Bores.
And I'm Dan Bernstein.
We're going to be joined by Chris Dufresne of the Los Angeles Times. He's going to talk a little bit about Jerry Tarkanian.
Really well, yep.
At 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And second half at 3:30, surprises along the way as well. And I'm certain what our primary source of conversation is going to be today.
Oh, no.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at Bores and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There is texting at 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Texts on The Score are presented by the homeloanexpert.com. On Twitter, it's at Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's boresandbernstein.com for your B&B needs. And the Audio Roadshow application. It has this, the 10 seconds of glory question. What did Doug McDermott do to Tom Thibodeau to land in his doghouse? He is there, too, boy. He is there.
Ridiculous.
It was less. I was getting mad last night. Ridiculous. You wait till a minute left of the game. You're up 20 with 3 minutes left in the third.
I know.
And you can't put him in that game against those bums.
Without a coach.
Those bum-ass bums.
I know.
You couldn't put him out there. Unbelievable. Unreal.
I agree.
Producers Matt Abaticola.
Listen, I wouldn't know Daryl Moore if he walked in this room right now.
So tell us how you feel about Daryl Morey's comments.
Come on, man.
And that was very vitriol of you to say.
Charles, we'll hear more from Charles during the course of today's show, I'm sure.
I don't know what he's so mad at. What is he not like Daryl Morey for?
He took a shot at him.
For what?
Morey took a shot at him. I don't know.
Oh, Morey took a shot at him. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy. Chef Boyardee.
Chris Tannehill.
All these guys who run these organizations who talk about analytics, they have one thing in common. They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game, and they never got the girls in high school, and they just want to get in the game.
Hawk Barkley.
That's what he was.
Just everybody's just got to stop. It's going on with all the Canadian hockey writers, too, who are trying to push back against everything that's happened. Every NHL team is using now. Just the fight's over. You lost. It's over. You just sound like an idiot. I mean, there's no reason to not want more information.
He's Captain Indestructo.
And our interns are Tommy Guns, Tony Fish. So this is the news release from the Operation Rainbow Push Coalition.
Mm-hmm. I've been there. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, now they're starting their little thing now. I think, or they're in the middle of their press conference.
Yeah.
We believe this action by the Little League is untimely and inappropriate. It should not take 6 months after a team has played a championship game to determine eligibility to play in the game in the first place. Okay, first of all, to address that, there's a reason why it took time and specific complaints for people to have evidence of the fact that they changed boundaries illegally.
Yeah.
Okay, answered. Secondly, children in Las Vegas and their coach should not want to accept a championship they did not earn. I'm not even sure how to address that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because they didn't ask to be named champions.
Right. They did not. Ridiculous.
It says, finally, what are the boundaries used by players from Korea and Taiwan? They ask, is this about boundaries or race? Answer that. boundaries. It says Rainbow Push Coalition will continue to investigate and review all aspects of this matter.
All right, let's put you to work early in the show here. Who wrote this? Okay. New segment. Who wrote this? It felt amazingly good to see this group of young black males working together to accomplish a goal when Chicago was going through a summer of gun violence and the nightly news was usually about a young black man either getting killed or being accused of killing another black man.
This is easy. This is too easy, Terry.
Is it easy?
My first guess, Mary Mitchell.
Oh, you see the rest of it.
Well, that's her job, is to just be a race-baiting idiot.
Yeah, but see, it's not working because sometimes it's not working.
I know.
You can say, I know. Here's right, your job, son. You're going to be a race-baiting idiot.
Well,
yes, sir, I am. But
it's not working enough to keep them in business.
Right.
Right.
Right. So why don't you just be real? Because I think this is, well, never mind. That's a whole different argument. But yeah, whatever it is, taint working, my friend. Taint working.
It's unfortunate that Rainbow Push Coalition feels they have to ask questions that have been answered quite easily.
Yeah, I know.
You can answer all of them.
I know.
Unless you're just trying to make noise to make noise and you think you have to do something.
Well, remember yesterday we heard that, you know, there'd be a fear to do this because you'd be frightened of Jesse Jackson.
I don't think they're frightened of him.
I guess not.
This is all kind of just after the fact whining is all it is.
Yeah, and that, you know, that just adds to it to me. That's just, again, another example of the continuing to be a bad sport, continuing to be somebody who willingly doesn't want to understand, has no interest in really understanding the truth, do they? No interest at all. We answered those questions pretty easily. Those weren't tough. Were those tough questions?
No, there was a Philippine team that did have to vacate wins. A team from the Bronx that had this. This is the third time this has happened. It's not uncommon.
Yeah.
We really shouldn't be shocked.
I know. I know, and you know. I wish everybody would adopt that and just try to stop making noise that means absolutely nothing and just inflames passions of people that really it's unnecessary.
And apparently, according to a bunch of people on Twitter,
yes,
that the Jackie Robinson West kids are on the podium surrounding Jesse Jackson.
Oh, my Lord.
See, now you're going to make me hate them, too. They're going to make it. Yeah, I'm going to end up thinking like Terry, and I don't. Get them out of there. Stop using them. They won't stop.
Well, put Chris on.
Is there school today?
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio.
Hi, I'm
Chris Ranji. Hi. Why is that so funny to you?
Because I think people ought to say hi to you because we love you so much.
Well, hi. Where is he, that guy?
I don't know. We need a wellness check or something. I miss him.
You can go to his house.
I've been there.
You have not. You haven't gone anywhere from Okina.
It's true. Well, I'm not invited anywhere.
Watch the Wolves host Milwaukee at Allstate Arena tonight at 7 o'clock only on the U2. Little League International has ruled that Jackie Robinson West must vacate its wins from the Little League tournament as well as its U.S. championship. Mark Conkle of DNA Info, the first to report the investigation back in December.
We found out that Jackie Robinson West officials with the district administrator filed a fraudulent map so they can build a super team to win the title. And, and it's sad news for the kids right now.
Conkle with Spiegs and Manley today. The team manager and the Illinois District 4 administrator have been relieved of their positions. Blackhawks in a long stretch of mostly home games. They'll host the Canucks tonight at the UC. Corey Crawford expected to start in goal. Chris Versteeg has been activated off the injured list. NFL, the Bears have hired Ben Wilkerson, their assistant offensive line coach, and as reported yesterday, Chris Harris will not be coming back as defensive quality control coach. Hall of Fame basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian has passed away at the age of 84. We will have college basketball on the score tonight. DePaul takes on St. John's, our broadcast at 7:45. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. And did you know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? Well, no matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
132 Morris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And Michael Flager is up there now saying that the Little League must reverse the penalty now and investigate all the other teams.
You know, again, you're making, you had a chance here to just let this process, it's over, it's taken care of. Now you're just embarrassing yourself. That's what you're doing. You're embarrassing yourself. And by the way, shouldn't those kids be in school?
Yes.
Is school out of session today, doctor?
Not Chicago Public Schools. It's in session.
Okay.
It's report card return day, in fact. Report cards came out yesterday, and today was the day to sign the report card and send it back with the kid.
Isn't being in school more important than being a prop?
I would think so, but there they are in uniform. Huh. And now speaking. I mean, this is really, this is shameful. This is not understanding that the whole problem has to do with kids being used by adults.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're just doing, oh, this is awful. This is what you call a bad look.
Yep.
This is a bad look. Get those kids to school. That's really, it's just too bad. I wasn't really angry about it because I didn't feel all that strongly about it. This kind of crap makes me angry. That you got to say, they told the kid, put your uniform on and stand up here with Jesse Jackson and Michael Flager instead of going to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't go to school
today. That's a hell of an example. That's some great priorities you got there.
Well, I must say that I'm not surprised. I expected from some in this town that are just not going to, but I just think it's shameful.
Here's Jesse Jackson, courtesy CLTV.
We're also concerned about, again, I repeat it, but if this was the issue of overage children playing, that would be egregious. Of someone that manipulated birth certificates, that would be the same. And that has happened before in the Little League, and that was found to be the case. There's no such case here. There's no charge on a single child. All of them have been condemned without a charge. And that itself undermines the very promise of democracy. We're going to have a reaffirmation of the championship rally here on Saturday morning and embrace these children because they're setting the model and the pace for what effort and excellence really means. And we will not have their effort and their excellence in any way diminished. Thank you.
Question for Congress later. Can you tell us why you feel that this gentleman from Evergreen Park, why you feel his actions are racially motivated?
Let me tell you something. I'm constantly hearing about pulling the race card. Why does it keep being put back in the deck is what I want to know.
What?
This is reality. You tell me that the same kind of obsession of stalking going over this for months would have been done if the Las Vegas team had won? I'm sorry. I live in America. Maybe I'm tainted by that, but I believe that. And I believe that race is in the midst of this thing. And why is it, as his mother just said, why is it that every time African-American children rise ahead, somebody has to question it? Somebody has to try to destroy it and pull it back. So I'm speaking only for myself, but I definitely believe race isn't part of this.
That's Reverend Michael Flager from St. Sabina Church.
Give me some more examples of that.
Parents and the administrator knew that there were kids who were playing that were outside the legal boundaries that have been set up. It seems that you're saying the ends, the feel-good story, justifies the means.
No, I'm saying that I don't know anything about this all the way through. And I don't know why it's like 6 months later that this now is becoming an issue.
Wow.
It was investigated once and was told that it was fine.
Father Trestman.
You know, and so my point is, why are we going, and have we done this with all 16 teams? I happen to know that somebody plays on the Evergreen Park team that's not from Evergreen Park. So let's do this with every team in the league if we're going to do this.
Okay.
Let's hold the decision till every one of those 16 teams are investigated
thoroughly. It is done.
Yes.
As these young men are.
It is done.
Because we had three investigations. It was unfounded twice. We had three separate investigations. It was unfounded twice.
Get more information later, lady.
The Little League was not good enough. Until the powers that be bullied Little League into getting the decision that they ultimately wanted. which was to strip and try to humiliate the families
right.
of these boys and these boys
who
that earned the championship.
Who did that? Nobody said anything.
They bullied Little League into making the decision
who bullied
that
Little
they
League?
Wanted.
Who are the what powers that be? Who?
Yeah, who bullied Little League?
I hope they will, on principle, reject the title that they did not win. And I think the model for the youth, they want to be pros. They want to go to the top of their game. And yet they see the ultimate football game on the shadow of deflated football. You see top major league players drugged. You see baseball bats corked. The punishment is on the player,
and
never on the team. He should have done
nothing
but
do with
be
this?
Appropriate age and play and win. And to imply that their parents and they were involved in something scandalous
right.
is not right.
Well,
right.
they know.
It's
Come
a painful
on,
proposition. And the I good news is we're going to get better from this. This scar will not stop their right. forward advance. We're going to embrace these children. This community will embrace them. We're going to have a reaffirmation of their championship on Saturday. But
they don't have the championship.
It's just another layer of our struggle for a more perfect union.
Or perfect union?
Yes, Ms. Leah.
We're at a loss now. And I'm going to come in.
You say you still feel like a champion, but what do you think about
what we need to do? Well, I do think that what's wrong is wrong. But I feel that we didn't do anything wrong. I feel that if we did, it shouldn't be on the kids. It should be on the parents, which I don't think they did anything wrong either.
Well, they did.
Oh, my God. The parents didn't know their kids was there. Forgot where they lived.
What do you feel you can do? I mean,
oh my God.
It looks like they've made this decision. What do you feel you can do?
Well, we know Little League made a decision two other times, too, and those decisions were overturned. The first decision was unfounded. The second decision was unfounded. So when decisions are made, that does not mean that they are etched in stone. Little League has shown
us I don't think you know what the word unfounded means.
That decisions are unstable and that they are not etched in stone. So we will not stop until something is done.
Nothing's going right.
to
be done.
To clean up these children's records, they have records. It is suggestive that something criminal has taken place.
Criminal?
They have brought shame.
What?
Suggesting something criminal? Who did that?
And took it to another level. What makes baseball so good? We didn't know how good we all could be until we could play. So long as the field is even, the rules are public.
Yeah.
The goals are clear. The referees are fair.
Yeah, and you didn't.
Transparent. We can
the
win.
Team didn't.
On the fair rules, they won the championship.
No.
And they should not
no.
be taken
no.
from them.
No, no,
not humiliate
no, no,
them.
No.
Retroactively. Yes, sir.
No.
Do you believe that if there were rules broken, that there is an appropriate punishment that is separate from what they've handed down here?
Well, that is, if there were, there are levels of punishment.
Right.
It would be probation.
Right.
It would be warning. There are a lot of
warning.
Levels of this is the ultimate ultimate punishment. If you caught some children, three or four of them were 15 years old, somehow drugs were involved, some that brought disgrace and shame. We're not discussing any of that. We're discussing boundaries.
What?
And in Chicago, several parents we know, one parent lives on the west side, one lives on the south side.
Right.
The child stays with the parent that has the best school. They stay with grandparents. One kid on that was homeless. He had no address.
Right.
Gone from place to place. The impact of closing down. I went to Gary Roosevelt to speak at the high school not long ago, and about a tenth of the population were children from Robert Taylor's. They're schooled in Gary now, but they live. Transferred back and forth to Chicago. Then you 80,000 vacant homes, abandoned lots. All these, just go out their neighbors and see what the neighbors look like.
What does this have to do with any of this?
All these
by
kids.
The way, if
we had baseball teams in all of the schools, you might have
the one guy who is a bully right. about a lot of stuff is the guy doing a lot of right. talking here.
And so of all the charges,
the true bully.
It boils down to the issue about boundaries.
Not Little League.
Not about age.
The true bully.
Not about lying about birth certificates. About boundaries.
Right, it's Little League. Boundaries matter.
Yes, sir.
No, one kid was homeless. He was wandering around South Howland.
Legal boundaries set up before they were changed at the beginning of the 2020 season.
Say that again, sir.
Can you unequivocally say that all of the kids who are on this team lived within the legal boundaries established before they were changed?
As far as I know, I have not been chasing them down in that way. I look at their ages, back up there. Look at their parents, look at their pastors, and I'm excited about it. I've never known such retroactive punitive action before ever. No casual fan would be chasing down the addresses of players on the field. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Have you?
Yes.
Say no.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
So don't ask me nothing that's crazy.
Wow.
My question is for Mrs. Green. What if there was some money given to the organization, given on how they perform? What if the organization is asked to give that money back?
I can't answer for the organization. I am Brandon Green's mom. I am Brandon Green's advocate. So I can't answer questions on behalf of the organization.
Yeah, send him to school.
Send him to school. You do the talking there.
I am the parent of the champ organization. So anybody who wants to funnel that so that we can get these 13 boys their college scholarships.
There, that has nothing to do with this tournament.
No.
You can get them scholarships if they earn it.
You bet. They can play. They'll be fine.
$1,000 each to fund their college
education. Right.
And thank you, Mayor, for our parade. But our parade is not going to put them in the paid college pipeline.
And this isn't going to take them out of it.
The paid college pipeline? You pulled them out of school to be a prop.
And I don't want these 13 boys to have to incur the same debt.
It sucks.
So I can't answer for Jackie Robinson.
This is sad.
The league organization.
This sucks.
Really
this
sad.
Is
sad. What year are we in?
This is sad.
Reverend, has anyone spoken to Coach Butler and what his reaction is to this? Because obviously he's not.
He'll speak later on in the week. His father is here today. This is traumatizing. And there's a fear that they made something that's legal, that it's very entangled. The idea, the goal from taking the championship now to trying to, we've heard already about that, do they have to give the money back? I mean, this is a wholesale attack upon the integrity of these children, their past, their present, and their future. This is a big deal. And it suggests something criminal has occurred.
Who is suggesting something criminal occurred?
Didn't read that. Must have missed it. Night. Should I look again?
Good
not
evening.
What I saw.
I'd like to first. I'm Dennis Butler.
How are you, Daryl Butler's?
I'm Daryl Butler's father.
Well, where's Daryl Butler?
And for Little League to blame the coach just coaches.
Right.
He doesn't go around investigating where do you live. Do you live there? That's not what the coach does.
Oh.
We need to get that straight.
It's his responsibility to know where they live.
Oh, dude.
Before my son played,
whose son
plays on Evergreen's team, and he doesn't live in Evergreen Park. We need to straighten ourselves out before we start throwing stones, in my opinion.
It just gets worse.
Residency for the Jackie Robinson. What's the motivation if it's not?
That team in Nevada, when we was down there in Williamsport, they had monkeys in their bat bags. What is that? What's the motivation for having monkeys in their bat bag?
What? Terry, I think you got a new one.
What?
My son is doing fine. He's doing fine.
They
had monkeys in their what?
He's not
bat bags,
anything.
He said. Right. I think you're going to have to add your bat bag monkey.
Well, I'm going to have to kill a monkey then. I got room.
This is... Officials, forget the coach for a second, who Little League says knowingly falsified these boundaries, knowingly misled the league about the right kids who are on the team.
That's an attack upon the integrity of the coaches and the parents of these children. What makes the game, the plan for this even?
Do the same pursuits
take place of children playing from Mexico, or Taiwan, or South Korea? Some of these are all-star teams. For example, they put them all over.
That's not what Little League is.
This is an unusual level of suggestions about they won because they did something wrong. And now taking to this logical, high-profile, public, prosecutorial, persecuting state. This is persecution. This is...
Wow. No, it's not.
Persecution. This is not right. It's unnecessary.
But then you admit that you don't know what's happening. He and Flager both say, well, I don't really know what's going on,
but champions. We don't like it.
They're not champions.
I gave the example of Ali because when they got angry at him about the war, they attacked him about boxing. He said, I'm not going to the war, but I'm still the best boxer. So you take the
You're
crown
dragging Muhammad back. Ali into this. These children it's bad enough champions. Jackie Robinson's name
they
is already
the
involved.
They won the game on the field.
Right.
It can't be taken away in an office. They won the game on the field. And that's
we should
expect
just
it to hell. I want to thank all those who helped them
Let
to
the
get
phones
there.
Ring.
And the great reception they have when they got back here by the mayor and others. All of them, we thank them. Because they
he really doesn't understand
right.
this, does he?
No, he does. He doesn't understand. This is making me really unhappy. This is really unfortunate. This sucks for everybody involved.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Now you've created an atmosphere that's toxic.
Yeah. Now you have gone out of your way to bring a lot of bad stuff on you and people who don't deserve it.
Yep.
There's going to be collateral damage because of this that there didn't need to be. If you just would have swallowed hard and said, yeah, we'll take it and we'll go
we'll
away.
Move on.
Yeah, to try to fight it like this, this is an ignorant, stupid fight. This is dumb.
How about the college scholarship thing? That okay? Is that
that has
that
nothing
out,
to
that
do with
question?
With this tournament?
Okay.
And you're standing there with your kid pulled out of school to be a prop.
Talking about
college, and you want this is all to you is a money pipeline, and somehow your money pipeline got damaged.
No, it didn't. Your money pipeline is fine if the kid's good.
Yeah, but you showed your ass on that when you were saying what your priorities are.
Yep.
When you come out there spitting out about your money pipeline.
This is a really sad day.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Molly
and Hanley here. Right now, you're listening to Bors and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
So I'm going to let you in on a little secret for Valentine's Day, available only at pajamagram.com. And I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll say. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score.
It's 8 a.m. and you didn't sleep great, so you need a 5-hour with a new improved taste. Try berry, orange, pomegranate, and grape. Citrus, lime, even pink lemonade.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Oh, and if you're extra tired, we got extra strength. Flavors like sour apple, saving the day.
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately?
Have you tried 5-hour energy lately? It's got a new improved taste and it comes in 10 great flavors.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once. YOLO.
and you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Our TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Music.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
155 Boys of Emergency, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Really been an unfortunate first hour of this show.
Yeah, this just got a lot worse. I mean, the Rainbow Push Coalition just pulled the pin on a grenade that's going to end up blowing up in their own faces.
Yeah.
And we're gonna postpone our conversation with Chris Dufresne. We were going to talk Jerry Tarkanian with him, but there are a lot of people really mad about this. Why do this? It's just not the right cause. They're not champions.
There are causes that are worthwhile.
This right. That's the thing. There is a place for advocacy.
Yeah.
There is a place for an organization like Rainbow Push. But to do this makes everybody involved look bad. It makes you look dumb. The facts are the facts.
Yeah. And well, Flager, do you even know what they were? You got an opinion on something you don't even know what it is.
You can't just claim you can't get out there and start race baiting and then claim ignorance to the facts.
I don't know what happened.
It makes you look stupid.
Yeah.
You can't do that. And if your college scholarship money pipeline, those words.
Yeah. Your pipeline's not. Let me shut down the pipeline. If he's good, they'll find him. Well, we can't have him.
We'll grab some phone calls in just a bit. 312-644-6767. That sucks. Boers and Bernstein on the score.
During the President's Day sales event.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city.
my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how